The rain hammered down on the cobblestone streets of Chicago, blurring the city lights into a kaleidoscope of chaos. Luca De Rossi, a name whispered in fear across alleys and boardrooms alike, sat alone in the back booth of a dimly lit speakeasy. His tailored suit, sharp enough to slice through the tension in the room, was damp from the downpour he had braved to get here. A cigarette dangled from his lips, its ember glowing like the anger in his heart. Across the table lay a blood-stained envelope, an unmistakable message from the rival syndicate, the Black Vultures. Luca's steel-blue eyes scanned the room, landing on a figure he hadn't seen in years. Evelyn Eve Callahan, the one who had once stolen his heart and vanished into the shadows, stood at the bar. Her crimson dress clung to her like a second skin, her auburn curls cascading down her shoulders. She turned, their eyes locking for the first time in a decade. A storm of emotions crashed over Luca: love, betrayal, longing. Eve's lips parted as if to say something, but the bartender slid her a glass of whiskey, breaking the moment. What had brought her back now, of all times? And did she know the deadly game she was stepping into? Luca's grip tightened around his glass as memories of their past flooded his mind. He remembered the nights spent on the rooftops of the city, dreaming of a life far removed from crime. But Eve had always been different, too pure, too idealistic. She believed in a better world, while Luca was resigned to the grim reality of his. When she disappeared, it felt like a knife in his chest. And now, here she was, looking as if the years had hardly touched her, yet carrying an air of something broken. Eve approached cautiously, her heels clicking against the wooden floor like the ticking of a countdown. She slid into the booth across from Luca, her whiskey untouched in her hand. "Luca," she said, her voice softer than he remembered, yet heavy with an unspoken burden. "I didn't expect to see you again," he replied, his tone clipped, masking the storm inside him. "Especially not here. What are you doing in my territory, Eve?" She hesitated, her eyes darting to the blood-stained envelope on the table. "I heard about the vultures, about what they've done." "I thought," her voice trailed off, and for the first time, Luca saw something in her eyes he'd never seen before. Fear. "You thought what?" he pressed, leaning forward. "I thought I could warn you," she said finally, her voice trembling. "Luca, they're coming for you. They're planning something big, something you won't see coming." "I had to," she paused, looking away. "I had to tell you." Luca's jaw tightened. The vultures had been encroaching on his empire for months, but this was the first time Eve had been involved in anything remotely connected to his world. "And why should I believe you?" he asked, his tone cutting. "You walked out on me, on everything we had. Now you waltz back into my life, expecting me to trust you." Eve's hand trembled as she placed her glass on the table. "Because I still care about you, Luca. And because I owe you the truth." Before Luca could respond, the door to the speakeasy creaked open,